Before you move on to the next sort of step, what do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity with capecitabine versus 5-FU-leucovorin?
Well, one thing that we got used as seeing when we used the 5-FU-leucovorin in the Mayo Clinic regimen was neutropenia, and when we use different regimens, we might encounter more diarrhea, mucositis, and with the pill, we don't see almost any of those side effects. The incidence of mucositis has dropped dramatically, and sometimes I get invited to participate in studies that evaluate the treatments for mucositis, and I have to say, gee, this is not a problem for us anymore. I mean, we don't see as much as we used to see once we change to these different newer regimens. With capecitabine, we still encounter diarrhea. That's one of the side effects of the medication, but the patients help us to take care of themselves. I mean, we're very careful with the instruction for the patients. They know that if they start having diarrhea, they need to stop, take their Imodium, and contact us to receive instructions on how to handle the pills. The second side effect that we do see is still, with certain frequencies, the hand-foot syndrome. But this is not a little complication, and it's one that if the patients are well-instructed and understand that once their hands and feet start hurting, that they need to stop the treatment and get instructions on how to adjust the dose, this is very easy to handle.
And I guess the other thing is this drug is given 2 out of every 3 weeks and requires a compliant patient.
That's true, but going back a little bit, we have had this discussion in the past where people said, gee, I cannot get my patients to take antibiotics for 5 days. How am I going to convince them to take the pills twice a day for 14 days, then 7 days of rest, and restart all over again? And the reality is that patients stop taking the antibiotic when they feel better, but here they know they are treating cancer. And in my experience, compliance is extremely good with the use of capecitabine. Of course, if you have a patient that's known to be non-compliant or a patient who has difficulties at home, you might not want to use capecitabine in that situation. A patient who is perhaps elderly or has more difficulty identifying medications and does not have a healthcare provider at home, you may want to opt to use the intravenous medication. But in the vast majority of the cases, patients tend to be extremely compliant with the use of capecitabine.
How about hair loss and nausea and vomiting, capecitabine versus 5-FU-leucovorin?
Well, we never had much trouble with hair loss with 5-FU-leucovorin, and we do not have that with capecitabine either. Nausea and vomiting was perhaps not a major problem, but it was something that we encountered, particularly when we used the 5-day bolus regimen of 5-FU-leucovorin. With capecitabine, I have to say that nausea and vomiting is minimal, and when I use just capecitabine, I very rarely have to use the stronger types of antiemetics. It usually something like phenergan or Compazine will be enough.
So then I guess one thing that's happened has been that for a lot of people, it sounds like yourself too, capecitabine has replaced 5-FU-leucovorin as adjuvant therapy.
Well, absolutely. I will use extremely rarely the intravenous 5-FU-leucovorin. And I only do that when there is a special circumstances. If I reach the decision that a single agent treatment is preferable for a patient in the adjuvant setting, I use capecitabine.